here in February 2010. The open group meeting has just passed. Chris Harding, what was of particular note this time?
The overall topic of the conference was changing the conversation, and it was addressing the need for technical and business people to communicate in the same terms, for, if you like, technical people to be able to participate in the business conversation. And when SOA started out, it was there was a great deal said about this is going to bring business and technical people together, enable the business people to operate the IT directly, it was even said. And it appears that that has actually not happened. There still is a gap, even in SOA, as between the business and the technical people, and that still does need to be addressed.
Chris, we see an uptick in projects using the term BPM, business process management. There the business sits down with IT, and it's a different architecture, too, than we see all the time in integration tasks. BPM has workflow, it has sequences. Now, are you seeing this BPM more in SOA practices at all?
Well, BPM, BPMN, yes, we're aware of as an important business process management and the notation for it, an important, if you like, an important component of the business architecture stage. But I think the way I would characterize certainly BPMN is that it's a technical language that technical people use to describe business operations.
Yeah.
So I still don't think it's quite there as what you might call a joint business technical approach.
Now, in bridging the gap, the business technology gap, what is a major separator? Is it terminology? Is it philosophy?
I think it's I think probably philosophy more than terminology and outlook. As I say, BPM, BPMN, it is an important component. It is a way that technical people use to get a grasp on business operations. But I have a feeling that perhaps business people don't think of those operations in quite the same precise way as technical people do, and maybe have a slightly different approach to how they're going to perform the operations. I mean, for example, in the SOA space, we have a long history now of SOA. We have SOA standards, and we talk about a service in the SOA sense, and you can look at definitions in WSDL and so forth. And these tend to focus, if you like, on services as single operations. On the other hand, I feel that business people, if you ask them about services, they're looking, if you like, for a business relation with a service provider, which is within the context of which you're going to have a number of discrete operations. And I think that's an example of perhaps the different attitude that business and technical people take.
For a number of years, we've been working on SOA, some would say 10. How are we doing in terms of defining services? Is it still the case that one person's service is another sequence, or what have you?
That, I think, is true. As you say, it's been going for a while now. But as I say, I think SOA is now established, if you like, as a discipline, and there is much more convergence among technical people as to what kind of granularity you should look for in defining services and how services should be defined. And there are a number of methodologies that people use to design services and define services and identify services And there's sort of well-established training in those methods and so on. So there is a body now of consensus amongst the technical community about the use of SOA, and as I say, its use is continuing to grow.
Another question. Are we seeing a more iterative, bite-by-bite approach to SOA without the large upfront project scoping that might have been part and parcel in the early SOA days?
I think that's always been, if you like, a question that SOA needs to address. People said, yes, you can do SOA on a small scale, if you like, with no infrastructure, by hardwiring services together. But people seem to generally agree that that isn't really the best approach to SOA, that if you're going to use SOA, you would want to do it in the context of an infrastructure that provides messaging between services, some kind of registry of services and other things. And it's very difficult to, it can be difficult to justify the investment, not only in money terms, but in training and so on, to put those in place for a one-off small project. And that's probably one of the reasons why SOA has been, if you like, growing gradually. People have experimented and sometimes found that it's hard to turn the results of their experiment into a production system. But I think we are getting there.
Another question. Do domain architects work with enterprise architects now? Is that what we're seeing?
SOA was originally, people were saying, well, it will bridge the gap between the business and the technical community. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the enterprise architect's role, if you like, is to talk to all the stakeholders, to talk to the business people, to talk to the technical people, and to be able to communicate between them and to help them understand what each other want. The fact that SOA hasn't bridged that gap itself has perhaps meant that the enterprise architect needs to fulfill that role, and the enterprise architect's role hasn't been diminished, as some people thought it might have been, by SOA. And as you say, yes, the SOA stewards have perhaps retreated from the business front, if you like, perhaps to a slightly more technical role, and the enterprise architect still needs to be there.
Final question. Chris, is there anything we didn't get to?
Well, I guess the major thing is cloud computing.
I thought you might say that.
Which is, and I talked about the approach to services, and perhaps the fact that business people think of a service provision as a partnership rather than a single one-off operation. And when you look at the cloud services, the platform as a service, infrastructure as a service, software as a service, the service providers over the cloud are thinking, if you like, in that partnership sense. And you need, the consumer needs to, isn't going to be able easily, I don't think, to, go to Amazon to host this thing and then to Google to host that thing and then Rackspace to host that thing. I think it will be a case of establishing long-term partnerships within which you'll see them establishing the services in the SOA sense. But I do think that SOA will be a very important discipline for them to use in determining the architecture that they need in order to do that effectively.
Well, thanks for your time.
Well, thanks, Jack. It's been a pleasure.